Yo.
Yo, what it do?
What's up, man? Welcome back to another podcast for your mother. I don't know why I'm going to keep talking about you. But welcome back to Stay Radio, y'all. We got another treat. We got Ann the Rapper in the building.
What do you do?
That's my love sign. Shout out
to let's cut to the chase, man. We'll I feel like females are taking over the game right now.
And I feel like Asian dog is the game, right?
See, you like Asian dog. You like that song? What's it called? None of that shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
What? She came off on that shit. Back in blood. See what she did that shit, boy.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That was hard. Don't sleep on other females though. There's other females that's definitely as hard or even harder. Trust me. I've been listening to Asian Doll, her first mixtape. I can't quote the name of the first mixtape, but I've been watching her videos, but nobody was tuned in. I've been seeing she hard when she was rapping in the street and all that, bro. I've been on it, but nobody was on it. A lot of people got on it when she started dating Vaughn. A lot of people got on it.
That's what I got on her.
I've been on it, man. I've been on Asian Doll. She's sweet, bro. Lakia sweet, Mulatto, Cash Doll. Like, there's a lot of female rap that's dope.
Bar for bar. Only
matter of fact, I was on it when she had the song with Vaughn. That joint was hard. When it was on, what's the song called? You know what song I'm talking about. What's it called?
I actually don't. I didn't know she had a song with Vaughn.
When, on the song where he like, boom, boom, boom.
Oh, yeah.
See, I got to start learning my name to these songs. I listen to them all, but I don't be looking at the name. I just click and tune in.
You talking about
that's your part too.
They are the cheat code. They got the cheat code to the game.
I'll probably play that a little later.
Man, they got the cheat code to the game. They can get on Instagram right now. Put on the most tightest outfit, little ass bra, sports bra, whatever.
I was watching the QC interview on Breakfast Club with his artist Lakia. And he was saying how female rap, they can sell nails, they can sell hair, they could do a whole lot more than what a guy could do. That's why I said female rap's taking over the game. Females can do so much more, and it's more appealing because they're beautiful. They're beautiful females.
Right. That's what I'm saying, nigga. She's cool. Huh. Yeah. I'm saying Asian Doll is the hardest because right now, first off, that's the only female rapper that I'm following. Because honestly, I just forgot all the problem with Mulatto. Megan Thee Stallion. I don't fuck with Megan Thee Stallion for real. I mean, because she really makes songs for the female. Like, she be, and every one of her songs, she's different than niggas. Like, she is different than niggas. Well, she got some song, I think the song be on the radio. She came off of that drink like, I don't even tell niggas where I stay at. I'd be damned if you pull up on this kisser. Now that shit got females out here thinking they got dirt. They ain't got to tell niggas where they live at. They could be pimping at the crib. Or every female thinks they are fucking Italian, man. Motherfucker, she no goddamn Italian. She's Italian because she got balls. It be short ass girls that fucking 5 feet even talk about. I'm a size. No, motherfucker, you a pony. You know what?
She got a couple freestyles that's crazy hard, too.
Yeah, and well, I checked out before she actually got famous.
Megan was shit better than most of these guys are artists.
Yeah, most of the females are some crazy ass bars. I think Megan, before she came famous and shit, she was ravenous out of the conscience. She got bars. Megan Catch, she got bars. She got some nice little bars. But Asian Doll, her style, her voice, catches my attention.
What's going with you, Asian Dog, man?
Man, I just love Asian Dog. Her all around appearance, man.
Nah, but Mulatto, she's fire.
But Mulatto too, though. Mulatto.
She put a rich artist on the map, didn't she?
Yeah, I can't even say she put him on the map. Though. He definitely all.
But she had did a feature on him.
She helped put him on the map, though, didn't they? He handled. Helped do for nothing, man.
Yeah.
Shit. I forget his name. I'm trying to think of my name. That's all. But, yeah, what you think about it right now? Top on the chart, man, street wise. Viking and Keisha found a winner, man. And I'm fucking Megan. I haven't really heard nothing.
You said who's winning?
Megan Thee Stallion and Viking Keisha. And I haven't been following Mulatto, so I don't know which she's doing.
Mulatto got one of the dopest singles out right now. What you talking about?
When we get all these podcasts, man, I'm definitely gonna follow her on Instagram.
I wonder if she got a documentary out, Mulatto. Do she?
That's a good question. I'm gonna watch that. She's gonna look that up too, man.
I wonder if she's good.
At the end of the day, man, for everybody to hear this thing, I'm going to put a question on the end of this podcast. Who y'all think the hardest rapper out? I want y'all to answer this question.
Hardest female rapper.
You see how many votes we get to who?
It's more female artists rapping that's making a buzz more than male rap. That is true.
Yeah, because the males got the same motherfuckers for real.
Exactly.
You're the same motherfucker. You're the same. But there's a lot of
female. What about Molly Brazy? What do you feel about her?
Yeah, I heard her. Ain't no good.
You got Molly Brazy. You got Cuban Doll.
I ain't looking at Cuban. I heard of Cuban Doll. I ain't looking to her ass either.
Cash Doll. I like the girl Lakia. I just started listening to her a couple days ago. I actually started tuning into her interviews on YouTube. So she had an interview with Breakfast Club. I like the artist Juicy Fruit.
I never heard of Breakfast Club. Yeah. I got one.
She putting thick girls on the map, and she looks.
We probably have a question.
Looks good. Yeah. She looks good, and she putting thick girls on the map.
Hold on. I got a question that probably can't even be answered because I can't answer that shit.
What?
Who is the top female rapper in Richmond?
The top 10 female rappers?
No. I ain't going to do you that way because I don't think you can even name 10. Who is the top female rapper in Richmond? They're actually working. You can say working.
A lot of female rap.
In Richmond,
they not really making any noise, I believe. There's a lot of female rappers rapping. I'm not going to say this. It's not. But they're not making any type of or getting any recognition for me to even need to name them.
I know there's one girl.
One that I interviewed on AIM.TV. She's working and she's well known because she's in the streets. Her music is dope. Her music is real dope. Can't think of her name right now. I think her name is I can't think of her name right now, but I interviewed her on Black TV. What's her name? You said what?
Boogie.
No, I interviewed a female rapper named A Boogie. It was another artist I named too. Female artist. I feel like they dope females, but they don't have the necessary tools for them to get recognition, or they don't know how to go about promoting themselves. So I really can't put them in the top 5 or top 3 or top 2 or top 10, whatever you want to say, because they're not known to many people in Richmond. Now I can name male rappers that's known in Richmond. Yeah. People.
We don't even want to talk about the males.
Yeah, it's about the males, but I'm just giving you an example. Like, a lot of females ain't really making no noise.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm ready to do it, like, at the
Males is competition. There's always somebody trying to, on the radio, different males, rapping and stuff like that. A lot of females I haven't seen have been pushing like that. They don't know how to go about it and do it, how to go about it and do it themselves without having an open hand or some type of help.
Yeah, that's the same thing with the guys, though. A lot of guys don't know what the hell they're going on.
Yeah.
But females, they get to it, though. My tip for all the female rappers, though, is y'all not famous, man. Work on y'all image. Work on y'all image. When I mean image, I mean get y'all body right. Get your face. If you can't get your body right, get your face right. Get your face right. Get your makeup game right. Teeth, all that shit right. And the rest will come. Niggas gonna follow as long as you looking good. Niggas is going to follow. As long as your picture's looking good and you looking good in the picture. We'll follow, yeah. Niggas. Just how you looking good. That'll be my biggest advice. I swear y'all make it. If y'all can get the body right too, get you some dope ass pictures.
Yeah.
Hold on. My eyes are kicking me. I'm gonna be sneezing like a goddamn. Like 10 on it. Man, but shout out to Anchor though, man, for giving us this opportunity to make the podcast the way we're making it, man. You know, COVID out here. People really can't be close like they can. You know, we're gonna work around it sooner or later. Shout out to Anchor though, man. I really appreciate putting the nigga on Spotify, Apple, all that. Y'all can check the podcast everywhere. I think I'm even on Alexa at this point.
Definitely.
But goddamn, top female rapper though. Rapper, and still rapping.
Top 10 female rappers that's making noise in the game. They all. It's about
actually making songs, bro.
Well, you first can't one, top 10. You gotta include all of them.
If I gotta include all of them, top female rappers, me, the Brat. I'm gonna have to start with the Brat.
Okay, who else is next?
I can't name any order. But I'm gonna give you 10. They come off the top of the door. The Brat, Nicki, Agent Donald Porter.
Wow, I forgot about Nicki. Nicki Minaj. I forget about Nicki Minaj. Wow.
I'm about to give it a Cardi, because if Cardi would have might be Cardi to rip some shit up.
Definitely.
Lotto, I respect your freestyle game. She's a DSM too. Who else? I'll have to put goddamn Remy Ma in that thing. Her freestyle game, rapping game.
Oh, I forgot about Remy Ma. That's crazy, bro.
Remy Ma is fucking
crazy, dog. I forget Remy. Oh my goodness, that's crazy.
One more.
I feel bad for that Remy.
I had to put young MA in that conversation. Young MA.
You name it, all the rappers I forgot, bro. Go ahead, keep going.
Her, she's good. And anytime she wants to, she some shit. But that's seven.
Man, the way Young and May rap, she could be in the top 10 of males too.
Right.
You come for her. She have a whole nother vibe with her, bro. She's sweet.
I had to put on. I still think she's hard. I had to put Queen Latifah in that song. She's the oldest one I named, Queen Latifah. Oh, you know how I put in that conversation, but she not really a rapper, but she's fucking hard to me though.
Who?
Simone B. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that the one that got the sponsoring on Instagram?
Yeah, she was like, hey, baby girl. She's like, baby girl TV. And
oh,
she's sweet. Yeah, I was happy to
see her. Oh, Simone. Oh, I'm thinking you're talking about, I'm thinking of another female I seen on Instagram. Go ahead, Simone.
Simone.
She's sweet.
And one more.
I don't look at her as an artist, though, but she does music, yeah.
Man, she came out with a freestyle to prove
it. The freestyle was dope, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people just like not her rap game. But one more. Let me go down.
She's multi-talented, so yeah. You named about 10 already. Did you count?
Yeah, I think we need one more. But I don't think it's about 10.
There's not too many female rap. I mean, there's more male rappers than females, so you might need the top 10 that's doing something right now. Like top 10 that's very known, so I agree with you.
I got to put two on the stage, though, of all the motherfuckers I just said. Nice. Give me Remy Ma up front. And goddamn, Remy Ma saved Fat Joe in the first. That girl did a versus Charlene.
Oh, that was crazy. She said the verse that joint was crazy. I know what you're talking about. It was all over Instagram. Shout out to Pat Pruce.
Yo, he the man. Somebody, the most underrated rapper I ever heard in my life.
He might be the best rapper. I ain't gonna speak on it, but Papu's a problem.
Man, this what it is. Papu can't make songs. For real. He can't.
You say he can't make songs?
He can't make songs.
He can make songs, bro. You just have to listen. It just come out. Listen. It comes out being more up north music, that's all.
Yeah, that's
what it is. It's not just singing on a track and all that. That's why you say it's not.
I love it. Me personally, I love it. I would put on a Papoose CD.
You gotta remember, bars sound different than singing.
But I would listen to a
bars Papoose is not meant for clubs. Bars is meant for heaven.
I would listen to a Papoose album before I listen to an NBA album, a Drake album, a Meek Mill album, Like when I told you, when you told me the other pop who dropped and shit, I was so shocked. Like, and I still ain't listening to it yet. I ain't gonna lie, but I'm going to listen to it. Like, I probably went down to every song, but that's real bars and shit. And that's the type of rap that I like, is bars. I mean, this new type of rap where they go in the studio and just go off the dome. I don't fuck with that shit. But I don't fuck with that shit at all. Powerpuff, the most underrated rapper ever. Who is more underrated? No. You know what, back in the day, you know what, Powerpuff, Jadakiss, Ludacris. Those is my three right there. Those them. Ludacris, boy, that nigga. Well, we ain't gonna talk about the man though, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what we've been on. We've been on it for 21 minutes. God damn, man. On it for 21 minutes. You know, I'm going to hit the middle of the game. You know, I'm going to smack y'all with my little sponsorship. You know what I'm saying? This bit of the podcast is sponsored by when you get out of the game, they be like, Wallow and Gilly be like, this podcast is sponsored by Amsterdam Vodka. When you're having a rough day at work, you don't know what else to do. You go home, Amsterdam Vodka. When your girl break up with you, and you're ready to cry, and you need something to lift you back up, Amsterdam Vodka. When the world feel like it's going all against you, and you don't know what to do, Amsterdam Vodka. I'm just saying, this shit ain't fun. But yeah, I feel what you're saying though, man. It's a lot of goddamn girl rappers out there. It's a lot. But me personally, maybe because I follow her too. Like, I actually follow Asian Doll on Instagram. I don't follow Baby Style, you know. I'm going to when we get off this podcast, though. That's gonna be the first thing I do. Like, I'm gonna hop on Instagram, and I'm gonna follow all these people. I'm gonna follow all of them. Well,
yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? We gonna end this joke right here, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep the energy alive, man, because this has been a nice little convo. We've been on this motherfucker for 22 minutes and 50. We're ready to be 23 minutes. Time is flying. So like I always say, most I hope y'all enjoyed it. Hope y'all staying safe. Hope y'all wearing y'all mask.
Tune in. Stay focused. 804 podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little Adibe, Bunchy, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Rapaholics mixtape.
But like I always say, if you don't know, now you know. I'm your boy, stay focused, man. I'm out. All
right.
Call me a grandma. Yeah, sure.